Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, March the 29th. I'm Beth.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Margaret.
And coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. But first, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we start with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 6:44 a.m. and sunset will be at 7:42 p.m. The weather for the coming week will be cloudy, but with highs of 13 degrees centigrade, that's 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now it's time for our weekly Sightloss tip, and this week we are looking at money. As you may have heard, the new £1 coin has entered circulation this week. It is a 12-sided coin with a silver colour in the middle and gold colour around the edge, similar to the £2 coin colouring. There are grooves on alternative edges of the coin to make it easier to feel and distinguish by touch. It is thinner, lighter, but slightly larger in diameter than the old £1 coin, but smaller than the current £2 coin. You have until the 15th of October 2017 to use all of your £1 coins, and you will not be able to exchange them after this date, although the old coins are being taken out of circulation as soon as they are used by businesses. There shouldn't be many around by October. Those who have been collecting the old pound coin in jars, etc., are being advised that they need to deposit them at the bank or spend them to ensure they do not lose out. And secondly, there are lots of machines that accept coinage for payments, such as locker deposits in sports centres, swimming pools and shopping trolleys, etc. So it is worth having one of each put aside just in case until October, when all the coin machines should have changed over. As soon as you get a new £1 coin, it is worth spending some time feeling the grooved edges and comparing it to other coins to familiarise yourself with it, making it easier to distinguish the differences with all of the coins. Also, don't forget that the old £5 notes go out of circulation on the 5th of May this year, so if you have some put aside for a rainy day, we would suggest exchanging them in the near future.
Now we'll take a look at what's on in the area. Lego lovers, young and old, will be blown away by a major exhibition coming to Wolverhampton Art Gallery between Friday the 7th of April and Wednesday the 5th of July. Three galleries at the Lichfield Street venue will be filled with Warren Ellsmore's Amazing Brick Wonders exhibition, which opens just in time for the Easter holidays. Using thousands and thousands of pieces of the much-loved plastic bricks, the master Lego artist and author has created more than 70 awe-inspiring models. Under the theme of natural, ancient and modern, Ellsmore has recreated everything from the Great Wall of China, Niagara Falls and the Great Pyramid of Giza to a modern surgical operating theatre, incredible container ships and a high-tech airport, all in Lego. Tickets for the exhibition cost £4 for adults and £2 for children, or £10 for a family of four. And for fans of Lego who want to come back and take a second or third look, there is a special season ticket, which is £6 for adults, £3 for children and £15 for a family ticket, giving you three visits to Brick Wonders. Call 01902 552 055.
Comedian Jasper Carrot will be bringing his latest show to Dudley next month, and tickets are still available. He will be appearing at Dudley Town Hall on April the 21st and 22nd, with each show starting at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are £25 for the stalls and £27.50 for the balcony. Call 01384 815 577.
Billy Ocean will be performing in Birmingham next week. The star singer will be at the City's Symphony Hall on Monday, April the 3rd. Doors open at 7 p.m. and tickets range from £25.50 to £48. Call 0121 780 3333 for tickets.
Bromyard Speeds Festival takes place on Sunday, April the 2nd. The celebration of motoring will feature a range of events and classic vehicles. The 2017 festival features no less than three land speed record breakers, Fiat's Beast of Turin from 1911, plus Babs from 1927, and the Napier Bluebird, a replica of Sir Malcolm's vehicle that broke Babs's record later in 1927. You can find out more on the website, bramyardspeedfestival.co.uk.
Thank you, Louise, and thank you, Bea. Now it's time to find out what's been happening at the Beacon Centre. Firstly, don't forget the members of the public are invited to find out more about how they can make the most of their site at the event to be held at the Beacon Centre. The Black Country Charity is hosting a site advice day on Monday, April the 3rd, at its base in Wolverhampton Road East, Sedgley. It will run between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. and those who go along will be able to get advice on low vision equipment that can help people make the most of life. The event is being held in conjunction with equipment provider Optilec. They will be demonstrating items from its range. Booking in advance is not needed, but to find out more, contact John Walters at the Beacon Centre on 01902 886 786. A unique venture run by the Black Country's leading sight loss charity, the Beacon Centre, has been showcased in a new light by a local artist who was so impressed when he visited the site he wanted to paint it. The organisation's Hail Zoen branch combines both a coffee lounge and a charity shop on the same site. Both the shop and the coffee lounge are partly staffed by volunteers, and all profits from the branch ploughed back into helping Beacon support those living with sight loss. Now it has been captured in a painting by 71-year-old artist Graham Colburn from Dudley, and he has gifted the final result to the charity. He said, "I went to the Hail Zoen site and quite liked it, so I said to the team, if you like, I'll do a painting." After enjoying painting as a youngster, Mr. Colburn lost an eye after playing golf at the age of 11. Although he dabbled, he didn't get back into it again properly until he suffered a heart attack while in Menorca in 1999. And he was looking for something to keep him occupied until he was able to fly home. The former Dudley Council worker now runs a fortnightly art class at Tipton Library and also runs art sessions at a social group which meets at the Beacon Centre between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. each Monday. The Beacon Centre Head of Enterprise, Tracy Ford, said, "When Graham showed us his painting, we were blown away by how good it was. It is such a wonderful and unique gift for our Hail Zoen shop. The staff and volunteers cannot wait to put it up. We can't thank Graham enough for his generosity." Mr. Colburn said the painting took about 20 hours to complete. The social group, Friends at Beacon, will shortly be celebrating its second anniversary and would welcome new members. Anyone interested can call Lynn Partridge on 01902 661 343. And with that final item, we'll now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret. Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.